few weeks ago, scientists from the World Health Organization warned that without a huge international effort, Ebola will infect far, far more people than it does now. To monitor that scenario, the WHO publishes a chart several times a week. NPR's Michaeline Duclef has been closely watching that chart and recently caught a glimpse of something unexpected.
For 3 weeks in a row, this chart has been showing a steady decline in new cases in Liberia. Could this mean what I think it means? I decided to ask Jeffrey Shaman at Columbia University what he thinks. Shaman puts data from field reports into computer models to try and predict the epidemic's future.
So did you take a look at that WHO report?
I have seen it. I've only skimmed portions of it, but why don't I pull it up in front of me on the screen as well?
Oh, yeah, that would be great. So, we were looking at figure three?
Yeah, no. So what you're looking at is the cases reported each week from Liberia and Monrovia, right?
That's right. So starting at the end of September, the line goes down by about 160 cases.
You look at that and it looks great. It's encouraging. Maybe there's a slowing, which would be a very, very good thing.
And Shaman says his model shows something similar, but...
I wouldn't be jumping for joy, though, okay? And the reason is that there are delays in reporting, and not all the cases are actually found.
And Shaman says the big dip in cases could actually be a bad sign. It can mean more people might be hiding sick family members or not getting help for them because they're afraid. For instance, treatment centers are also reporting they have some empty beds, which is kind of surprising. Usually they have to turn away patients. So those empty beds could be a good sign. It could mean there are fewer cases. Or it could also mean people are staying away from treatment centers.
It's not an effort to be a killjoy here, but it's something that we're constantly worried about.
In fact, health officials have already been tricked by what looks like a big drop in cases. Early on in the outbreak, reported cases plummeted to zero in Guinea for almost a month. Ian Norton with WHO says health officials thought the outbreak might be over. People weren't showing up at treatment centers. They had empty beds. Health officials started relaxing.
The key issue that made us fail in the early phases and why we didn't stop this back in March, we thought we were on top of it.
But Norton says this time around, there's a reason to be a bit more optimistic. Some help has arrived in Liberia. Norton says many sick people now have a place to go for treatment in Monrovia, which means they're less likely to spread the virus to family and friends.
We've just opened the first of the new WHO-built facilities in Monrovia, and we are about to, in the next 2 weeks or so, open a further 400 beds in two sites.
Oh, so there's been quite a bit of progress in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yes. The local contractors are working with us there, have been working three back-to-back shifts per day, so they're working 24 hours per day on the sites. It's incredible.
Norton says the international effort is about 20% along the way of building all the treatment centers across Liberia, and they still need to train a massive number of people to work in these clinics.
When you do the math, we quickly get up into the 6,000 to 7,000 staff required in Liberia alone.
So there's still a long way to go to get this epidemic under control. But Norton says, at least for this moment, there's a bit of hope. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.